This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 8th of September 2024. Now on the show.
Well, Perth Tech isn't creeping up on us anymore. It's coming at a fast trot. It's only a couple of weeks to go. While you're slapping yourself around for not getting around to registering yet, you might as well slap yourself around. Otherwise, I'd have to slap you around, but there you go. But here's a sample of what's on offer. Firstly, we've already told you that the format for Perth Tech is a day of interesting and informative presentations followed by a sundowner. Caravan and camper parking is available for Friday and Saturday nights if you don't want to do the drive in between or you're coming from a country location. Now there's a cost involved for you, of course, $30 for the day's proceedings on Saturday, $15 for the sundowner and $15 per night for caravans. It's all up there on the vk6.net website, including a link to the bookings website. Now, pre-registration is essential. We can't cater for walk-ins. You must make up your mind and commit, as almost all of your $30 fee pays for the catering. And registrations close on Thursday, I think it's Thursday the 19th. Anyway, the 19th of September. Now, catering includes morning and afternoon teas, lunch, and all-day tea and coffee. The program commences at 8:30 a.m., so be there in time for a start, and the coffee will be ready. And the first presenter for the day is Munir Salem, K6 Alpha Quebec, who will talk about machine learning and free DV. Digital voice, especially on VHF, UHF, is something that hams have been doing for several decades. While it does have advantages over traditional analog voice, one big disadvantage is the lower perceived audio quality. This is despite being able to decode and copy digital voice transmissions at lower signal-to-noise ratios than would otherwise be possible. HF, meanwhile, adds additional complications that affect the ability to decode a signal that's of acceptable audio quality. So join us as we talk about how the Free DV project is using the machine learning to improve digital voice on the HF bands. And that presentation will be made via a Zoom link-up. Now, there's been a fair bit of movement lately in the area of amateur radio connections with emergency services, and we have two presentations in this vein, one from the Peel Group and one from the newly reformed Weissen Group. Something else very interesting, because not many of us play in those frequency bands. So we have Emeritus Professor Peter Hall, who's VK6HP, VK6 Hotel Papa, or maybe that's HP Source, who knows. Peter's going to present a story about VK6 Mike Juliet Mike, which is a new low-frequency, medium-frequency station. Peter says low and medium-frequency radio often appears arcane and difficult, while remote station operation frequently involves specialised IT solutions. In this presentation, he'll show how new generation radio and related hardware, both commercial and homebrew, and standard remote desktop software, together with an LTE 4G data link, has made possible a world-class low-frequency, medium-frequency station at Manjimup, south of Perth. The station is built around a decommissioned aeronautical NDB facility, the Morse ident of which was Mike Juliet Mike. And then Peter Miles, VK6YSF, will talk about how necessity propelled him into maintenance of his own radio equipment. He'll also walk through a couple of example repairs that he's made and what he did wrong and what he learned from the experience. And Pete's a very practical person. I think there's a lot to learn from what he will have to tell us. And there's more, too much for this broadcast. And let's face it, events like Perth Tech are as much about getting together as they are about the program content. And now this, from someone who sent an apology for not being able to attend Perth Tech this year. Finally, thank you for running Perth Tech. Getting so many, often socially awkward nerds together is a difficult but really useful thing to do. I have enjoyed both the content of the Perth Tech sessions and the connections I make there. So that's a very valuable part of things like Perth Tech. But anyway, all of the Perth Tech information is on the vk6.net website, and there's also a register button. It's a beautiful purpley plum colour. You can't miss it. And just reminding you that prior registration is necessary. It's not a ham fest or a social gathering at the park. We're renting a venue, engaging speakers, paying for catering and so forth. Two people from the eastern states have already purchased tickets and paid airfares to come to Perth. So come on locals, Perth Tech is the best deal you'll get this month. The website again, vk6.net, and I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. The other day I lamented to a fellow amateur that my shack was not functioning well. Specifically, my main workstation died 3 months ago, and ever since I've been struggling to reclaim my productivity. One aspect of that is my desk. For half a decade or so, I've had my computer clamped to a rolling lectern. It allowed me to move around my office as my mood and the light from the window changed. During the weekly net, I'd move my lectern and computer next to my radio and host the net whilst logging on my computer. That's no longer possible because of a number of reasons, so instead I was trying to accomplish the same thing on a tiny 13-inch screen, which didn't work for me. My friend asked me why I hadn't just extended the microphone lead from my radio, so I could sit at my now stationary computer and still key the microphone. I located an Ethernet joiner, an Ethernet cable, and did just that. Simple. Job done. Then I started wondering why I wasn't on HF with my station, and if there was a simple solution that was eluding me. Spoiler alert, it still eludes me. The requirements are not too complicated. Well, at least in my mind they're not. I want to operate on HF. I want the computer to not be physically or specifically electrically connected to the radio in any way. I need to be able to use logging software that tracks the radio band mode and frequency. I'd like to use digital modes. I'd like to have a computer-controlled voice keyer, and I do not want to run Windows. And if I can help it at all, I'd like to spend as little time as possible doing this without spending an arm and a leg. So then I started wondering what this looks like for other people. What kinds of compromises have you made in your shack? What have you accomplished, and how did you get there? What choices of hardware and software did you make, and why? Did you give up or face the challenge head on? How did you gather information and how did you find out what others did? Not for a moment do I think that this is a simple thing to solve, but it's clear to me that I'm so far down the complicated rabbit hole that I'd like someone to show me the light at the end of the tunnel to make some progress. Of course, I've not been idle while all this is happening. I configured a Raspberry Pi, a small single-board computer, to talk to my radio via USB. I connected a sound card to the audio connector on my radio. Theoretically, this should give me all that I need. But the difference between theory and practice is common knowledge. In theory it works, in practice it doesn't. The Pi is a few years old, but it's not doing much at all. It connects to my network wirelessly, so my main computer isn't physically connected to the radio, but it's still pretty unreliable, and I have to say, calling CQ, either using voice or digital modes, should be rock solid. You don't want your radio to keep transmitting after it's supposed to, and other little issues like that. So, how did you do this? I'm interested to know. I'm not the first person to run into this issue, and I'm not the last. Your experience might help me, and it might help others. Drop me an email, cq@vk6flab.com, and I look forward to hearing about your adventures. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications? The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3pm until about 7pm on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go. And who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So, the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3pm until 7pm, and is held between 7020 and 7040 kHz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5pm until 9pm, we're on between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code, or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3pm every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7pm, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between, listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagTune newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address, cqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
Hi, it's Mark, VK6X-Ray Lima Zulu, with a word from Amateur Radio Emergency Comms, VK6 Wireless Institute Emergency, WIE, Wyson in Western Australia. Our latest on-air net was Wednesday night, after 2000 on 80 metres and throughout the 2 metre and, well, yeah, 70 centimetre linked repeater network through the WA All-Star Network. Net control was from Northern, Bob VK6KW, via the VK6RAV repeater, and check-ins in Perth were on VK6RLM, and throughout the state on their respective nodes. The next meeting of Wyson will be this coming Monday, that's tomorrow night, at the First Midland Scout Hall, number 10, Helen Street in Bellevue. Stick that in your GPS. Doors open 7pm for a 7:30pm start. If you're interested in amateur radio emergency comms, please consider joining us there tomorrow night, First Midland. We're also hoping at some point to be able to get a Zoom connection working for external check-ins from the internet to the meetings. However, we're still learning how to get this to happen. We'll get there. The next on-air meeting will be this Wednesday night on the weekly net. Same bat time and channels on the linked network and 80 metres 3.600 plus or minus QRM and conditions on the band. That's all from Wyson this week. Oh, and before I go, a quick word about VK6RRG, the West Australian Repeater Group. Our meeting last Monday night was back at First Pelican Point. It was reasonably attended, and there were a number of apologies and a couple of folk missing who may well have been experiencing life happening. Still, the meeting closed at 9:20 p.m, and then there was a cables and connectors activity that saw me eventually locking up just shy of 0000. The next meeting will be again at First Pelican Point, and it will be next month. I'll be back with more information next week. Thanks to all who attended and turned it into an interesting night. The next WAG Technical and General Net will be after this morning's edition of the broadcast you're listening to right now on VK6RLM and the Linked Repeater Network from 10:30 local this morning. If you have some time, I'll see you up 50K City on 146.750 after the news, unless you're listening in the evening or some other time, and then, well, it'll be next week. 7-3s from Mark, VK6, X-Ray Lima Zulu, and bye from Weissen and WAG. Over to you, Bob. When is Perth Tech?
Hi, it's Bob, VK6POP, back again. There's something I forgot to include in the other item about Perth Tech, is that there are trade or club tables available, and they'll be in the main hall at the venue. Already had a couple of takers for tables, but if you're interested in putting up a club display, answer questions, rope in members or whatever, just send an email to perthtech@vk6.net and we'll set tables aside for you. If you want to sling a club banner up somewhere, there's nowhere much to hang them off the walls inside, but there's a fence outside or between the poles or something. If you have a club banner, feel free to display it. And also, I'm looking for a few people to do some chores around the place. You know how to contact me. Had some great helpers last year, and so it'd be nice if you put your hand up again because you did a good job. You just walked in and knew what to do, and that's always good. Okay, that's it, and I look forward to the registrations rolling in. I'm Bob, VK6PIP for Perth Tech.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast. -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.